welcome to Committing to Cloud Native. It's the podcast by Reblaze where we talk about open source maintainers, contributors, sustainers, and their experiences in the cloud native space. The cloud space, kind of like clouds. And anyway, I'm Richard Litauer. I help run Sustain, which is a great community of people interested in talking about sustaining open source. And I'm honored to have on here Justin Dorfman. Justin's been a longtime host, co-host with me of the Sustain podcast, and now we are starting Committing to Cloud Native. He works at Reblaze. Justin, how are you doing?
I'm great, Richard. How are you?
Doing great. It's great to see you again. It's always great to see you. Our listeners may not know who you are. So who are you, Justin?
Well, my name is Justin Dorfman. I am the open source program manager at Reblaze. I started a little over a month ago. I work on the CuriFence team, which we'll go into in a little bit. I've been in the free and open source software community for over 10 years. And as you said, I am one of the co-founders of SustainOSS.org. And I love doing podcasts with Richard.
Concise and to the point with some extra stuff. All right. So what is Reblaze and then what is CuriFence? I know that they're two different things.
Sure. So Reblaze is the company I work for. We sell web security solution that can be deployed to customers' cloud of choice. So whether it's GCP or AWS or Azure or DigitalOcean, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
But then what's CuriFence?
So CuriFence in a high level is a unified open source platform that protects cloud native applications. And the low level is an open source extension for Envoy proxy.
Okay, so it's an extension for Envoy proxy. How does that work exactly?
So Envoy proxy has, which is a CNCF project, which again, we'll go into a little later, but Envoy proxy is used by many, many companies and it has a way to extend itself. So what the Reblaze team did and a few others was came together and said, okay, we're going to create an open source project that extends security to Envoy. So applications can be more secure.
Okay, but Envoy is already a proxy, right? So
correct.
How do you make it more secure than it already is?
We include bot management and web application firewall, 7-layer DDoS protection, session profiling, and advanced rate limiting. We bring all that to Envoy proxy.
Cool. So Envoy proxy basically functions as a proxy for any cloud service. So if right. you want to run something, you put it through there. But then what you're doing is saying, well, proxies are great, but it doesn't stop, say, DDoS attacks. So right. how do you do that? And how do you manage all your bots and things like that? That's what CuriFence comes in and does on top of Envoy.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. Now, you mentioned a confusing phrase in there, CNCF. What does that mean?
So CNCF is the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. It is a part of the LF, the Linux Foundation. And what it does is it serves as a vendor-neutral home for fast-growing open-source projects. So Kubernetes, Prometheus, Envoy, and projects like that. Yeah, so basically critical parts of the cloud-native ecosystem are hosted with the CNCF.
So you would say it's the native for cloud-native. So cloud-native.
Yeah, I kind of think of it as like the OSI. So the OSI with the Open Source Initiative, they are defenders of the open source definition, so the OSD. CNCF is sort of the same, where they defend the definition for cloud native, as well as they host all these different projects that help build the cloud native ecosystem.
What does hosting a project mean? I mean, surely it's just on GitHub.
Yeah, they do a lot more than that. So CuriFence is a sandbox project of the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. And we get a set of things that come with that. So whether it's help with your technical documentation, creative services, like if you need a logo created, event management. So we can create like a CuriFence con inside of an LF or CNCF event when we do events again. And technical support. So like if you need help installing or configuring or troubleshooting something that you were just banging your head against, I've used that a few times myself.
Cool. So CNCF is kind of an umbrella organization which provides services for individual projects which don't have the means to do that themselves.
Exactly. And it's cool because they have like over 550 paying members. So all that money is used to give these projects infrastructure, whether it's the things I just listed, or if you just need like bare metal servers to run huge jobs on, you can do that too. Another way I put it for a friend when they asked me about what CNCF was, I was like, it's kind of like a record deal. You know, it's like they're a record label. We got a record deal and now we have to produce a hit record. So that's kind of like what the sandbox is all about, is giving you everything you could need to build a vendor neutral open source project that advances the cloud native ecosystem forward.
So who runs CNCF?
So it's a pretty big organization. I mean, my contact is Chris Anishek. I've known Chris for years, going back to Twitter when I was doing Bootstrap CDN, and you know, he was in charge of the open source programming office that was in charge of getting Bootstrap, the framework, out into the open. So I work with Chris and another person, Amy. She helps with the onboarding. When you come onto the CNCF, there's a bunch of tasks you got to finish. Like you got to give over your IP, your trademarks, your domain, and a couple other things that you need to give, because it's no longer your project. It belongs to a foundation. And the beauty of that is when it's part of the foundation, we can get more contributors. We can get more adopters because the CNCF is backing it.
CNCF, which is also part of the Linux Foundation, takes over your IP for your project.
Right.
And also takes over things like the support and onboarding and documentation help.
Yep.
And in return, you get supporters. How is this a good deal for you?
It's actually a great deal because it allows others, like bigger companies, to adopt like CuriFence, because, you know, recently we've seen this bait and switch licensing deal where you have a company that has no governance that just goes in and says, hey, you know what? Our project's pretty popular and we don't really like the Apache 2 anymore. So we're going to switch to our own license that's not OSI approved. That is the accountability that the CNCF gives you, is to ensure companies that they're not going to do what Elastic has recently done. Your Apache 2 license is going to stay Apache 2. That's it. So there is no business interest when it comes to the open source project hosted on the CNCF. That doesn't mean you can't create paid services on top of the projects that are in the CNCF. That's not it at all. It's just the creation and the process of writing the code and all that is done in a way where there is a governance board and a technical committee that dictates where the project's going to go and all that.
Cool. So it's kind of like joining an incubator.
They
help you out and they take your team along. And in return, what you get is better procurement practices. You put your product in front of really big companies that then could use it and give you large contracts on top of it. And you still get to put paid services on top of it. So this isn't necessarily open source for free. It's open source, but you know, there's paid ways you can still make income at the end of it.
Yeah, it's just to assure that the core of the project is not going to be dictated by one entity in, you know, a BDF. It also eliminates BDFLs. So there is no you and I coming from an open source sustainability background. We love the fact that we want to make sure that more and more projects are not starting off as BDFLs or even becoming BDFLs because it's not sustainable.
Yeah, the BDF hell, benevolent dictators for life are the worst.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like CNCF has a whole process laid down. You said you've already availed yourself of their support stuff. Do they give you like a badge or anything after going through the process?
You know, that's funny you ask that, because there's this like CII best practices badge. The CII is the core infrastructure initiative that was formed after the 2014 Heartbleed incident, the OpenSSL issue, a vulnerability. And one of the first things that I was tasked on CuriFence by Chris Anishek was to get the CII best practices badge in the README and then get it to 100%. Right now, at the time of this recording, we're at 97%. It's been a months long back and forth. And that's one of the cool things with the troubleshooting. Like one of the questions that they asked for you to get certified, they're a little over my head. I'll be honest. Like I don't code anymore. Like it's just beyond my scope, but you get a service desk and I just open a ticket and I say, hey, how do I do this? I don't understand what that is. And they answer it really quickly. So that's another really great part to being in the CNCF program.
So they parachute in developers to help you out with your own project too.
Not just developers, like people that are like battle tested, like worked on cool. huge projects. And that's what you get out of it. Do you lose your trademarks and domains? Yeah, but who cares? Like you get this unbelievably talented team that can help you with really, really difficult issues or even small issues when it comes to growing your open source project. Because Curie Fence is new. It was launched in November 7th of 2020. We're just ramping up. And the fact that we have the support of the CNCF as well as the co-creator of Envoy, Matt Klein, we were able to get in this program fairly quickly, but we're not taking it for granted. You know, we have a lot of work to do. And as I said kind of before, is like, we got the record contract. Now we got to create a hit. You know, we think our music's good, so to speak, but does the world think that? So that's kind of where we're at.
So that sounds like a really awesome deal. You're going out, you're making hits, you're getting the project a lot more sustainable by working with other people who have already done this for other projects. And then at the end of it, you'll be part of a suite of really cool tools that can help people basically build out their cloud native environments and build out their processes so that they can go forth and multiply in the best possible way. So that's great. What will this podcast focus on in the future now that we've covered some of the basics?
So what the idea behind this podcast is like, I'm going to get on the other side of the mic where I get to be you, and hopefully you can join me and basically talk to folks that are in the cloud native space, whether they're part of the CNCF or whether they're executives at companies like Sneak or Weave. It doesn't really matter. I want to know as much as I can about the cloud native space, and what better than a podcast, because you and I both know we've talked to some really interesting people that at first you're just like, who is this person? And then at the end, you're like, oh, wow, I'm like a lot smarter today because they taught me so much. So that's the idea. I want that. I want to continue that in not just open source sustainability, but in cloud native.
It's a possibility of getting to talk to people who are experts in their field, possibility right. of learning about current events, possibilities of making new friends and new business connections, possibility of having just a darn good time. Sounds like a good deal to me.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah.
Great. Is there anything else you want to get out before we close up this pilot episode?
If you found this podcast by typing in cloud native, check out curiefence.io. If you run Envoy and you're looking for security platform for it, check us out and please contribute or be an adopter, whatever it is, and curiefence.io.
And also want to remind all of our listeners that this is a podcast about cloud native, committing to cloud native anything. So if you have a topic or you have a speaker, feel free to get in touch. It would be super exciting to have other people on this podcast. It'd also be great to, in the future, talk about new developments that are happening in Curie Fence and Reblaze and elsewhere. Whatever is relevant to cloud native, we will be there at the front lines, hopefully not raining, because that's what happened when too many clouds gathered together. But hopefully just shining through, having a good time.
I like all right. that. And check us also out on Twitter at Curie Fence. And with fence, I mean F-E-N-S-E, like defense, or community at curiefence.io.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, all.